President Trump stunned the world by agreeing to stand by Saudi Arabia despite a CIA report that found Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman personally ordered the brutal murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. On Tuesday, the president defied the intelligence agency, saying we might never know all the details of what happened to Khashoggi. The journalist, however, was dismembered with a bone saw in October at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul.
It's a very complex situation. It's a shame, but it is what it is.
For Trump, the Saudis are critical economic and regional allies. But at what point do those economic interests outweigh the need for serious accountability? Ryan Goodman is the editor-in-chief of Just Security and former special counsel to the Department of Defense. Ryan, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So how dangerous is the president's position on Saudi Arabia? Who does it put at risk, if anyone?
So it's dangerous on a number of levels. I think the first kind of set of people that it puts at risks are journalists and political dissidents and human rights advocates who have to live in fear of the Saudi government. And this is, unfortunately, seems like a blank check from the president of the United States, in which he's saying there won't be penalties because there are economic interests that override any of those kinds of concerns.
Well, and we also know that Saudi Arabia is not among the top 15 largest trading partners for the United States. So when the president says, I'm not going to, quote unquote, destroy the world economy, what is he talking about?
So it's difficult to know whether or not he actually believes his own rhetoric and then is mistaken, or it's just rhetoric and he's trying to sell a point. And it doesn't seem like there's a large amount of trade coming from Saudi Arabia. He's oversold this idea that there's so many billions of dollars in arms trade agreements. Those haven't even been finalized. I think it really boils down to potentially foreign policy interests, so that it's an important Saudi Arabia is an important U.S. ally for the foreign policy goals of this administration.
Let's talk a little bit about the statement the president released. I don't want to go through the play-by-play, but I'm interested if there was something in his statement that stood out to you the most.
I think two pieces of it stood out to me the most. The first is that I hate to use the term, but it seems just totally accurate. He smeared a slain journalist by referring to allegations from the Saudi government that this man was, quote-unquote, an enemy of the state and a affiliate of the Muslim Brotherhood. He said, but the fact that they've said that does not enter my calculation. Then why did he raise it? It was obviously to try to smear the individual. And there's no basis for that. In fact, the Saudi government officially will deny that they have said that. And then the second part is the fundamental rejection of the intelligence community. I think that's very disconcerting on a number of levels, especially because when the United States speaks from the position of its intelligence agencies, they should be believed, and this will erode credibility for them as well down the line.
For the CIA, more than for the president?
I think so, in a certain sense. Like when the president says that there is or is not intelligence information on another foreign policy issue, then it sends a mixed signal. His base doesn't believes him. They don't necessarily believe the intelligence community. So it creates this real mess. And in this particular instance, it seems like a real affront. The CIA hardly ever makes a conclusion with high confidence. And they, in fact, reportedly by the Washington Post and then corroborated by multiple news outlets, including the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, others, have said that they have a high confidence that the Crown Prince ordered the assassination. And the president, in his statement, basically says, maybe so, maybe not.
Now, we're coming up on the end of the segment, but I want to ask you, what can actually happen? And we know that several lawmakers have criticized the president repeatedly about this, including Senator Lindsey Graham. Will Congress sidestep the president?
I think they will. There was a letter from Congress in which every Republican member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee said, you need to make a good faith determination and then tell us about sanctions against the people who are involved. The only Republican that didn't join that letter was Rand Paul, I think because he thought it didn't go far enough.
Hmm. And there are sanctions against the alleged perpetrators of this crime, but we're talking about bigger sanctions, right, against the Saudi regime?
I think on both levels. I think that there's still an open question whether the individual sanctions will touch the Crown Prince. I think there's a strong Republican support for that, and then for the Saudi government itself.
Ryan Goodman is editor-in-chief of Just Security and former special counsel to the Department of Defense. Ryan, thanks so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.